Okay, so I'm going to start with the St. Louis question.
Okay.
I know you went to DeSmet.
Yep,
the Spartans. If you hadn't have gone to DeSmet, what public school would you have been in?
Francis Howell.
Howell.
Vikings.
Okay.
I'm from St. Charles.
Okay, so Howell, you would have played for a former Illini head coach. The Howell head coach, who left, I think, last year.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, was an offensive lineman here.
No way.
Yes. So there you go.
I didn't even know that.
You
should have
done it. See?
Yeah.
You
should have done my research before I went to high school.
That's right. So let's start with, I just wanted to ask like a recruiting question. So you know, you were originally, you know, thinking Miami of Ohio and this and that. When the Big Ten offer came along, it didn't take you long to jump on. Was that kind of the thing, you dreamed of doing this?
Yeah, you know, my brother plays at Miami, Ohio currently, and all my life, you grow up, you can't really turn down playing ball with your big brother, you know what I'm saying, in college football. But after it's all said and done, I see that Big Ten offer, and I know my dad, you know, his redshirt freshman year at Iowa, they went to a Rose Bowl. So I know what it takes. I've seen the ring, you know what I'm saying? So you know, you can't really turn down the Big Ten.
Yeah.
It is the Big Ten. To me, it's the best conference in the country.
Right.
To everybody else, I'm sure it is now, too.
And I'm sure, coming from a football family, you were looking, even choosing DeSmet, probably, that you were trying to build to this point.
Yeah. DeSmet was a huge, I guess, stepping stone into college football, and that's exactly what I thought. I played under Coach Mahoney, and I knew his track record with putting college athletes, you know, out there, and I thought it was an unbelievable opportunity for me to go there, and I took it, and it got me here, and I can't be more grateful.
So just so you know, my kids went to CBC, so like I would walk away as well. Yeah. So we're supposed to hate each other or something like that. Yeah. I didn't go there, so I don't even know. But so you come here, and now your second year, there's loads of opportunity. Three tight ends graduate, and now there's opportunity. Maybe you didn't even see when you were being recruited that, like, hey, redshirt freshman year, there's minutes on the field. So talk to me about that.
You know, it has been I kind of expected after coming in, you know, not my recruiting process. I knew I was going to come here with some competition, you know, and obviously there's a lot of competition on this field. But after seeing three seniors leave, and those were really the main guys to play, that you just kind of see, you know, that light, and you're like, I can do this, I want this.
Yeah.
And it kind of pushes you that extra mile to think in your head that, like, I could, you know, we could start in the Big Ten and we can, like, do something special.
Right. And so, first year, redshirt year, you know, you don't get the dress under Lovey and all that stuff. So, I'm sure it was a little off.
Yeah.
Living in the weight room.
Yeah,
all that.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Tell me about that experience, what it was like that fall.
So, redshirt year, I really could not have asked for a better time. Better time, I'd say that. You know,
sure. I know.
Some shaky words. Coach Jose's staff really, really gets us right down there in the weight room. Just grinding, putting on weight, just getting stronger.
I've noticed your arms are about twice the size they were in high school, so that's a good thing, probably.
But putting on the weight, you know, redshirt, you're on the scout team.
Yeah.
So I'm blocking all Big Ten DNs, you know, Smoot and Phillips. That's going to make you better, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I can't, like, I really, really lucked out. I will say lucked out now, but back in the day, when I'm blocking them every day in practice, you don't think you're that lucky blocking them.
Yeah, I hear you.
When it's all said and done, it really helps you blocking those guys.
Yeah, and that's playing tight end. That's probably one of the biggest things. Right, like you can run some routes and maybe catch a ball, but blocking a Michigan defensive end is a little different story.
That's the kind of guys that separates you, you know, from being good from great.
Yep. Okay, I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.